Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Grassotti, we have heard a lot about respiratory viruses. Some of us have experienced the respiratory viruses that have been going around. What is happening here?
Well, it's definitely much later in the season than when we normally see such respiratory viruses. They're usually more in the winter months, and this year a lot of the respiratory viruses are lasting, much later into April, as we're in now, and the actual influenza A and B have been around much later, but we are seeing this kind of influx of other types of viruses, some that have been identified and others that that haven't been, and so that we are seeing a lot more flu-like illnesses now than we normally do.
Have there been any estimate on how many people have been coming into your urgent care center with these respiratory ailments?
We're definitely seeing peak numbers in our centers, typically more what we usually see in January, February, and we're still seeing it now, much later than normal.
How bad are the symptoms from this respiratory virus? How rough is it for the folks who do have it?
Well, it's definitely lingering longer than a lot. Some of these are going on to a week and 10 days worth of symptoms, with fever and cough and runny noses. And, patients are getting frustrated because it's not like the quick 24-hour type of virus where they're much better. It's definitely lingering a lot longer.
Is this, other than lingering longer than normal, is it more severe than your typical respiratory ailment?
No, it's. I wouldn't say necessarily that we're seeing a lot of severity, but high fevers and persistent cough and runny noses and making people miserable for, prolonged periods of time.
What advice do you have for folks who are trying to avoid this?
So definitely good hand washing, making sure that you try to avoid anyone with the symptoms, making sure that, trying not to, to touch a lot of public areas as much as you can. Definitely a lot of hand sanitizer. Drinking lots of fluids, getting as much rest as possible. If they do develop signs of this virus, definitely rest as much as possible. Ibuprofen for the fever and the achiness. Obviously good symptoms so that you don't spread it as well, making sure you're using tissues and not coughing out into where other people can be exposed. So definitely staying home and trying to limit the contact with other people.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.